Jewish voters have been a reliable voting bloc for Democrats for decades, but the war between Israel and Hamas has complicated that relationship. Vice President Kamala Harris has faced pressure from progressives in her party to cut off military aid to Israel. At a Harris campaign event yesterday in Pittsburgh, Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff reiterated her commitment to supporting Israel and fighting anti-Semitism.
She will continue to stand with Israel and with the Jewish community, our community. She will reject anti-Semitic hate and the notion that Israel does not have the right to exist.
Meanwhile, some Republicans see an opportunity to win over Jewish voters in key states. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports from suburban Detroit.
For many Jewish Americans, this is a high-stakes election, both for the United States and for the Jewish state.
Israel is in literally the fight for its existence.
Norm Coleman is a former U.S. senator from Minnesota and now national chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition, or RJC.
The existence of the Jewish state is at risk today, both in terms of war and battle, as well as what happens in the United States in terms of whether our support is there unequivocally or whether folks are going to step back.
At a country club in Bloomfield Township outside Detroit yesterday, Coleman addressed a room full of RJC supporters. Some wore red kippahs, a symbol of their Judaism, with the word Trump printed on one side. Sheila Weissman from nearby West Bloomfield stood outside the event clutching several yard signs, including one that read, Kamala, Oy Vey.
It's been a tepid response, at best, by this administration.
As a swing state voter, Weissman says she's concerned about war in the Middle East and anti-Semitism at home. A report released by the Anti-Defamation League, using an expanded definition of anti-Semitism to include some anti-Zionist language, found a record number of those types of incidents in the year since the Hamas attacks, including thousands surrounding left-wing anti-Israel demonstrations. Weissman thinks those realities could reshape voting patterns among Jewish Americans who've historically sided overwhelmingly with Democrats and who make up sizable populations in some key states.
October 7th changed things, and the things that happened in this country on college campuses, it was just really terrifying. It's infiltrated everywhere.
Weissman has heard the claims that former President Donald Trump has condoned anti-Semitic rhetoric, but she thinks his words are sometimes taken out of context. And she liked his record on Israel, including his decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Jeremy Moss, a Democratic state senator from the area who's himself Jewish, says Jewish voters are concerned about anti-Semitism across the political spectrum, but he believes they ultimately will support the Democratic nominee, as most have in the past.
Kamala Harris has held the line against these extreme voices that spout off anti-Semitism when discussing this Israel conflict on the far left.
Harris has repeatedly said she believes Israel has a right to defend itself from threats across the region and has called for bringing Israeli hostages home and protecting Palestinian civilians.
But then you look at the other side, and Donald Trump platforms anti-Semitic extremism in the Republican Party on the far right.
Moss says most Jewish voters also align with Harris on other key issues, including abortion rights, a major focus of the Democrats' closing message to voters across the country. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Bloomfield Township, Michigan.